Hello, everyone. Larry McCarron, along with Packers President Mark Murphy from the NFL's annual meeting. And Mark, the votes have been tabulated. There is a new catch rule, control 2 feet in a football act or move. Do you think we've got it right this time?
I hope so. I think so. I was really pleased. There was not a lot of debate about the new rule. I think the league office, particularly in the officiating department, did a nice job kind of laying it out and explaining that this is what the new rule is going to be. But time will tell. You never know. There's always and that's the thing. It's the controversies are. It's usually one or two plays a year, but particularly if it's in a key moment in the game, it can become a big issue. But I think it's the good thing about it. I think it makes it makes the rule much more objective. Do you have control? Do you have 2 feet down? And then the Football Act. And it used to be the rule was kind of 2 feet down, control, and the ability to become a runner. But then as you went to the ground, then you're not a runner. Then you had to control as you went to the ground. So going to the ground created a lot of problems. By the way, under the new rule, Dez Bryant's non-catch against us would have been a catch. But
as you said the other day, though, Mark, you got the ball back and went down to score.
We would have won anyway. So it's a moot point. But I think it'll be good. You saw in the Super Bowl this year some great plays where it was really questionable whether they were going to be catchers or not. The Zach Ertz, diving over the end line, that's a football act. And so I think you want to reward great plays like that. So hopefully, and part of this too, Larry, is educating, the fans and the broadcasters. I mean, that's one of the problems that I've seen in the past is some of the broadcasters
don't know the rule,
and they say, oh, well, that's definitely a catch, and then they come back and it's not a catch. And so hopefully it's a little more clear, I think, than it has been in the past.
Mark, in addition, a huge move in regards to player safety, lowering the head when initiating contact is now illegal. Could you talk about that decision?
Yeah, that I'm pleased with that. I think for the future of not just the NFL, but for the game of football, I think this is something that's really going to be positive. And you and I have talked about it, Larry. I mean, we've seen, and I think the league, we're all at fault. Over time, we've allowed the helmet to be used as a weapon. And what I really see with this rule is we want to take that tactic out. And we've done it in, against defenseless receivers, defenseless players. But this is broader, but I think it's necessary. The people in the meetings, particularly some of our coaches, I think that was very significant. That our coaches, who you would think would be kind of protecting, what they're used to doing, they were very strong. That this is an inflection point for the game. We need to really make changes to make the game safer. And first and foremost, taking the use of the helmet as a weapon out of the game.
Mark, perhaps an unintended consequence of that rule is protecting the hitter from himself, because so many big-time neck injuries have come with the head down. You lower the head, you are asking for trouble. So that might be an extra benefit.
It is, and it's not unintended. No, we watch a lot of film, and when that tactic is used, it's a danger to the person getting hit, and oftentimes even more so for the person hitting. The Ryan Shazier hit, looked fairly minor, but it was, we've actually have doctors and people that have studied it. It's when the neck is lined and the helmet is lined up kind of parallel to the body, that's when the player is most at risk. That's why, we need to take that out. We really need to talk, educate the players about, we used to say it, hit, see what you hit, keep your head up, wrap up, use your shoulder. You know, the USA football for a number of years now has done a really good job at the youth level with their heads-up football tackling program, shoulder tackling. We need to get players back to the fundamentals and take the use of, almost using the helmet as a spear. And it's a dangerous play. You know, we saw, a couple of the worst hits this year, Larry, were on Devontae Adams. In the Chicago Bears game, the Trevathan hit, and then, of course, Thomas Davis. There's no place in the game for hits like that.